As we've been reporting this morning, the Prime Minister preparing, he must be nervous at this point of the day, preparing to address the National Press Club today, a speech that's taken on huge significance since Labor's stunning performance in the Queensland election, on the cusp of forming government, relegating Campbell Newman's LNP government, it would seem, to a one-term wonder. Growing pressure there for the PM federally, but Tony Abbott's ministers are throwing their support behind him. Absolutely, well, at least in public. Political editor Alison Carabine joins us again. Alison, welcome back.
Hello, Jonathan.
A lot riding on this speech today at the National Press Club.
Look, everything is riding on this speech at the Press Club. It's almost to the point that Tony Abbott's entire political career is going to come down to 60 minutes at the National Press Club at lunchtime. The Coalition Party room, shell-shocked by that baseball bat beating the LNP received in Queensland on the weekend. MPs are very mindful that without change, a change in direction, then the Federal Coalition will be heading towards the same electoral fate. So in a sense, the Prime Minister will be reapplying for his job at the Press Club at lunchtime, but in doing so, he's going to have to deal with some of the issues that have dogged his government in recent months. Paid parental leave, for example, that will be scrapped. We know that already, but he also has to convince his colleagues that he's learned the lesson from Queensland, and from here on in, the government will strike a new course, no more broken election promises, and that there will be a different style of leadership adopted by the Prime Minister. And if he fails the crucible of the Press Club, the momentum for change that's coming from the backbench will almost be unstoppable.
It's a tough speech, isn't it? Because it's got to play publicly, but the primary audience, as you're suggesting, is internal. And he's got to surprise us, doesn't he, Alison?
Well, that's dangerous for him to surprise us, because look what's happened previously when we've been surprised by what Tony Abbott's
no
had
more
to
captain's
announce.
Picks.
Yeah, exactly. So it is going to be a very difficult speech for the Prime Minister to nuance, because he needs to reassure his backbench. He needs to convince them that the government is now on the right track. But anything that he does come up with, he doesn't want to be pulling any rabbits out of a hat, because that could possibly just imperil his position even further.
Yeah, really tough balance. Now, as you say, the pressure for that leadership change potentially is in the talk around the backbench, but not to this point in the cabinet.
Yeah, it's coming from the ground up, the backbench deeply unsettled. The cabinet, on the other hand, is falling in behind Tony Abbott, at least publicly. Scott Morrison, the Families Minister, now he wouldn't be the leading candidate if there was a palace coup, but his name has been mentioned in dispatches. But this morning he has unequivocally ruled out a challenge.
Would you challenge Tony Abbott?
Not. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm focused, as I know my colleagues are focused on, and doing the job that the Australian people need us to deal with the problems we've been left by Labor. And that's why I think Australians today, I would hope, would give Tony the opportunity to outline his plan to go forward. I know people's interest in this issue, but frankly, it's not a reality television show, that the federal leadership. It is the very serious business of dealing with the problems that we have to deal with for the country. And that's where the cabinet is focused, that's where I'm focused, that's where the Prime Minister is focused, and that's where the people expect us to focus.
So, Jonathan, that Scott Morrison dealt with. A more likely contender is Julie Bishop. And let's have a listen to the Foreign Minister from this morning.
Yes, Tony Abbott does have my support. He will be giving a significant speech today at the National Press Club. Today he will outline a strategic direction for us in the lead up to the next election.
So the Prime Minister has Julie Bishop's support, but yep. One point I would make, and it's not directed at Julie Bishop in particular, but a politician will always say that they support a leader, and they will keep saying that until they no longer support the leader. So there's not an awful lot that we can read into either Julie Bishop or Malcolm Turnbull's utterances of support for Tony Abbott.
Except there seems to be a will, doesn't there, Ali, at least around senior members of the government, to make this look stable, make this look purposeful, to ride this through with a sense of stability and purpose.
Yeah, but that does not preclude changing the leader. The whole strategy that we could be seeing playing out at the moment is indeed trying to convince people that the government is in charge and the government is stable. What the government doesn't want, and there are a few backbenchers who would entertain this prospect either, is blasting Tony Abbott out of the lodge like Julia Gillard did to Kevin Rudd, and yes. Kevin Rudd dutifully reciprocated. That's not the way they want to approach this. If there is a change in leadership, plan A is to gently persuade, or not so gently persuade, the Prime Minister to stand down.
That would seem a pretty tall order, but I guess...
Yes, it is. It is a very tall order.
We may know more this afternoon. Alison, thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Political editor Alison Carabine, and more, reflecting more on that shock result in the Queensland election and the shockwaves it sent around federal politics. That's coming up next. It's 20 and a half minutes away from 9 o'clock on RN Breakfast.